Josh, I don't know if you're using the right mic. I would just double check. Okay, because I just redid my wiring setup on my desk, so I joined and it sounded like both of you were 15 feet away, and I was like, "Is my audio fucked?" Well, it sounds like a good reason. No, I don't have a name yet, so. Oh, okay. Pretty close. Pretty close. No one does. I just wrote it after Josh asked, "Hey, what's your character's name?" No, how did he know? I'm not changing it. It'd be funny if I say, I'm like, guys, I'm not changing it. And then you see me like write something else down. And I'm just like, yeah, my name is Ocelus Eslosulsus. No, it's not Tanner. Don't do this. Joshua defeated so many. One of my names was just intentionally a tongue twister. And then there's a name that I gave myself because of the way that the character was going to speak, that he would talk in the third person. This was Otzel Shatludius, who spoke in the third person and was also a snake race, so his S's were extremely drawn out. Yeah, what if you ever wrote or Henrik next? Anyone? I could be. You know what? I should make a blade lock. That would be cool. I might be a blade lock. Why would I? Why would I pick the anyone can be a blade lock thing and then make it just a normal blade lock? No. Some ass. I found one that was okay. Yeah. I think that makes sense. Well, I think it's also annoying because, like, okay, silver early, barbs, whatever, even if they deem that as OP, the utility of casting counterspell, like, who the hell's gonna have a ninth level counterspell than, like, the caster? What are they doing on their turn? Are they, like, dancing? And then they're, like waiting with my reaction. You know what I mean? Like, let the wizard cast something powerful and then also counterspell. It's the whole purpose. Why would they just, like, I can't wait. And also, if you're an enemy, you just wait until they cast something high level, and then you cast something high level because they can't counterspell you. You know they can't because they just use their spell slot. And if you're But if you had a class that was a spellcaster whose primary method of doing damage was a cantrip, you could use counterspell effectively. Oh, I didn't even think, yeah. Eldritch Blast, you could do that. It's not even close to an overpowered character. He's okay. He's a nice guy. How about this, Tanner? If this character is too overpowered, let me swap in level 6 tech. Okay. Yeah, no, I think. A normal character.
They nerfed Mage Slayer.
Oh, wow. You guys just hear, I'm gassing, cutting straight to the brink. calling Dracula Flow, the stupid vampires. It's voluntary. You can see him reading it too. Do you want to know the truth, Josh? Are you familiar with Filthy Frank, aka Joji? That's his YouTube channel, is Plum Corp Records. There's a good chance he wrote most of the Dracula Flow lines. Glint cubics. Glint cubics. Glint. It's a Mike's. It's a Mike. Yeah. It's a Mike's character. It's a G. So Glint cubics is a very, very well manicured human. He's got very fine robes on, and he is looking over the settlement, getting ready for probably what is one of his first days working as a forager. No worries. I'll pull her up. Well, yeah, you see, the issue with being such a high-profile guard is if you're good at your job, it becomes very boring very quickly. Absolutely. That's considered a high roll, by the way, guys. This is 5e. That's that is crazy. That's also how I had it spelled, so oddly easy to spell. No, I wouldn't. I looked at it and I was like, huh. I hope, I mean, I don't know. You guys laughed at me. You guys laughed at me when I said I had a high roll. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Plus 13. Yeah. The total is 12. I saw you roll a 23 and I was like, what the fuck does he have? Because I have a super high dex and I rolled okay. Like, you'd have to crit. And then I saw the plus 13 and I was like, what are you? The biggest things in 5e is like plus 5. No. Okay, well, I didn't realize I'd be called out like that. Oh. Yeah, two, of course. Well, if humans get one, no, all humans in 24 get one. Yeah. And warlocks can get four. There is an eldritch invocation that gives you an origin feat. That's scary. A wizard taking magic initiate. What are you doing, bro? Okay. Give me a level one. The fact that blade locks don't get martial weapon proficiency, you have to go find it elsewhere, is really annoying. Oops. Yep. Yeah, I can move everyone's. I can even move the enemies. Armor calculation, you have a base. Yeah. Do you have your proficiency? Let me Google it. Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're right. It's just dex. Some armors add things that are not dex. Oh, yeah. I was going to say it doesn't matter, but I think they nerfed the distance of Eldritch Blast. Oh, sorry, I'm looking at Hex. I don't know why that's highlighted. Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess my move up is fine then. I just don't want to get. I don't want them to be in the way. So honestly, if I just stay where I was, I think. Yeah, I have line of sight to both of them without hitting either of the twins, or maybe barely hitting one of the twins. I don't know. I'll move to the left just to be sure. Yeah, that's better. Okay. I'm gonna fire off two Eldritch Blasts. I believe that's how many. I don't think I get three at this level. But two Eldritch Blasts. Oh, I forgot. Is there anything that adds to spell attack rolls? Our proficiency is three. Oh, right. Yeah, I don't have a five. I don't have a five. Oh, you rolled. What? I feel like all right, so the first one to the Fox 2 was a 16 and the Fox 1 was a 19. One D 10. Yeah. Plus my charisma modifier. Oh, nice. A 14 and an 8. Think useful on a bonus action? No, I think I can just kind of chill. Yeah, I'll chill. Oh, to give advantage? Oh. Features that only apply on your turn, like extra attack, cannot be used for taking the ready to action. But this is AI overview, so I have to go to the link. Does it say on your turn or just when you take the attack action? Oh. Yeah. You put him into his feed bag. He's just got like a feed bag. Glint will approach and take a tactical angle. And then Eldritch Blast Fox 1 twice.
Not for luck.
Oh. So it's, and then an 18. Eight force damage. Yeah, I think that'll be all. Yeah. It's your boy, Glint. Glint is going to enter the fray. And Glint is going to make two attacks with his quarterstaff. That would make it more. Oh. 22 for the first one. Is this guy bloodied? 15 for the second. I can only do this on one attack. Let me check. Once per turn. Okay. So I can spend an extra d8 plus 1d8 per level of the spell slot. I think I have third level spells. So we'll do a third level smite. So this is a quarterstaff. So it's 1d6 plus 4 plus 4d8. Is mine a bonus action? Once per... Yeah, I think you just do it. Yeah. People got what at the Paladin one? Oh. Unfortunate. Actually, This is 32 because I have a plus one quarterstaff. And you said the 15 also hit? Six. This is doing, I can pick. But, yeah, these are doing, we'll say radiant damage. Because that's another thing that Pact of the Blade, they're like, I don't know, put it all in an invocation. Don't make him take a subclass. I can pick if it's necrotic, psychic, or radiant. Like, three of the hardest damages to avoid, you just pick when you hit with the weapon. Yeah. Yes. I like holding it in. Cat. I'm so disappointed they still don't have a warlock like class in 5e. Something's get close. Or sorry, yeah, in 2e. Well, it's like, I guess I kind of have it with, like, maybe Magus is close, but it still slots you into, whatever. But where you have, like, specific things like invocations that bolster a cantrip, I guess, like, the psychic has cantrip bolstering, but they're consumable. So it's not like, oh, you just get a cantrip that's better, and then you essentially have, like, consistent spell damage, and then you also have like whopping spell slots you can use on stuff. It's like, oh no, you just get to use other stuff. But it's a big talk. Yeah, it seems like they give most classes some resource, and then it's like manage the resource. Where with warlocks, it's like it's 50%. Like 50%, you'll have consistent damage, and then you have 50% resources. So you still like your resources don't actually determine that much of your output. Yes. Glint will put his hand on his shoulder and be like, it is a noble cause. I haven't. I would love to hear it some other time. I'll hold you to that. No. Well, we definitely can't hear you now. The gnome explodes.
Good.
Oh. I think that was, yeah, one of the underlines for the movie, the subtitles. Can I swap out my uncommon item? Okay. Because I forgot that there are ways of getting adds to your spell attack mod in 5e, but there isn't in Pathfinder, so I just went and got a melee weapon, and I would get a lot more mileage out of a plus one rod of the Pact Keeper. Oh, and I'm going to concentrate for a minute, because that's another thing that they added for Warlock Sustain, is if you just concentrate for a minute, you get half of your Warlock spells back. And I have two Warlock spells, and I used one, so I'll get the one back. So many of these rules are so foreign to my brain. For the Arcane Webweave, did you have an idea of what level the spells can be cast at? Okay. We can't, like,
That's how it works.
Oh, great wise one. I missed guidance.
I just realized when you have a character that's old, you can just attribute any bad roll or any additional damage they take to just being elderly. Like if someone crits, you can be like, oh, and your frail bones take extra damage from. Oh, it's just reflex. Feel free to roll the two. Sure. course, investigation. That's you guys. He rolled. Does that mean I'm rolling? Oh, okay. I have a plus zero. Do we? I feel like there's going to be an endless selection of things that attack people that come down this road. I feel like it's kind of the road's thing. Okay. We know it's superior. We're just wondering if it's great.
Oh.
That's a high roll. This is a 5e. The Rata Alata. That's what they're saying.
Rata, Rata, Rata.
probably last because Glint doesn't have dark vision, so he's just holding on to whoever's in front of him. Adult. That's such a terrifying fucking name. No, I know, but it's I know what it is. It's just scary that it's like small. Adult. Defenseless infant. Please don't kill me, one. Please don't kill me, two. Crying, defenseless child. No. I don't think so. Glint is going to... Oh, right. It's not like you move and then you have to use all your movement or none of it. So Glint is going to move... I mean, he would have had his hand on Wise because he's blind. He's going to start fumbling through Wise's bag. And can he take an action to find a torch and light it? Okay. And then let me actually check what I have for bonus actions. Uh, Yeah, I'm going to cast Hex. Oh, wow, I can actually do this for quite some time. So, up to 8 hours, because I'm a warlock, I have 2 spell slots, and they have to be of level 3. So I might as well just cast Hex at level 3, which means, yeah, I'm going to Hex the adult, and I'll use my movement to get an angle. Yeah, that's all my actions. There's more of us. Who are those people with us? How terrifying would it be if there just 2 of us came out of the shadows? We're like, guys, we're here to... I see small at small 2x. Yeah. I think it's all. Doesn't it also have a range of like 500 feet? Okay, 150.
doesn't because Glint didn't take his shield out.
Too many. I guess it could be. I don't know. I didn't think I'd... Yeah. Okay, so that doesn't hit. Oh, yeah, yeah, no. The rolls for my staff earlier were one-handed because they were 1d6. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Hex also lets me pick something. I would have asked, lets me pick one of the rolls that gives them one of the saving throws and they have disadvantage on it. I would have asked what everyone would prefer because I don't have anything for saving throws. Oh, no, you are correct. The target has disadvantage on ability checks made with the chosen ability. You're right, okay. That makes sense. In that case, ability checks, what is more useful, dex or strength? Isn't it like, I don't know. I guess, come back to me.
Lint, being the class act that he is, will act out in class. No, Glint is going to cast Misty Step. Behind the adult, and he will use Dreadful Step. So creatures within 5 feet of the space that I left have to make a Wisdom saving throw or take 2d10 psychic. Don't get close to me, bro. Don't get close to me. So a 5 fails. Critically, I might add. But that doesn't do anything here. So it's 2d10. 4. Take that. And then for my actual action, because that Misty Step was a bonus action, I'm going to fire 3 beams at the adult. Actually, no. We'll see how many beams. Do I have to pick a single target? No. We'll see how many beams if I can kill this small guy. No, sorry, 2 beams. Yeah. The small guy. Stick damage. Twenty-seven. Oh, close to a crit. Six. I love rolling twos on a D. It does it? Hell yeah. He's slick with it. He's nice with it. He just teleported away, did damage, and fired off 2 shots and killed him. And that's all his actions. I guess he has movement, but yeah. Go. Hashtag blessed. For bless.
Alphabetical.
Alphabetical.
Does not hit. Does not hit. Does not hit. And it's too old to hit you. Its feeble strikes don't penetrate your arm. What is it? It's not stepping. I guess I could. I guess we'll just. I'm gonna bonus. Yeah. Okay. But it's an action. Unless I'm like a rogue that can do it as a bonus action. Yeah. We'll just punish. Because I don't want to provoke an attack of opportunity to get far enough to where my Eldritch Blasts don't have disadvantage. Oh, actually. Yeah. But I'm trying to think, because I have my Pact of the Rod Keeper out, which I'm using to cast Eldritch Blast and whatnot. I don't have the Quarterstaff. I think the Pact of the Rod Keeper would be improvised. Like, it's not the same thing. So can I... Can I drop my Pact of the Rod Keeper? Okay. I see. Drop it as the free, pull an attack with the quarterstaff. That works. And I will... I know what I said. First attack,
Second attack. A 13 and a 23. Perfect. I'd like to kill. So I've got, this is going to be 1d6 plus. Oh. Well, let's see. There's a 4. Okay, that's fine. So the second attack is going to be a smite. I moved the hex as a bonus action. So it's 1d6 plus 4 plus it's 1 and then plus 1 for each level of the spell, so it's 4d8 and then plus 1d6 for the hex. 28. Yes. I'm slowly realizing that I can optimize this build a little bit more if I do a couple of things, but I think it was good to remove the plus one from the staff and put it on the rod because it's more consistent damage, and I only really want to hit on one of the melees on my turn because I'm gonna smite. Perfect. And then I do have my move action, but I kind of don't want to spend my. Yeah, no, we'll let it do whatever it's going to do. I'll chill. Bless him. Don't. Your aged hands cannot grasp the
The adult is between two aura farmers of the highest caliber. He's like, I'm fucked. This guy did a backflip and shot my child twice in the head. Like, we're fucked, dude. Why does everything I'm fighting can teleport? I'm going to use my solid ability where I can remove its head just no matter the hit points. But no matter the hit. Oh, yeah, that's right. If you roll like a 20 or something. The rest of the group is like, I didn't realize they were so fucking cool, dude. Oh my god. Amada's old bones creaked as he's impressed with the... I want to make an old character just so I can fucking contextualize everything as them being old. I think I could do the middle schooler. It's just like my lack of experience doesn't allow me to perceive that well. My small, feeble child hands miss the armor. Very nice. Very nice. Reintroduction of 5e is very fun. It is nice, though, because it's kind of like, all right, you got one action. You don't have to think too hard about it. How much damage does it do? I need some healing. Bloodied is half. Check in a bit. Oh. Makes sense. Yeah, how about that? The is your teleport's a bonus action? Where is that? There's a Goliath that gets you three teleports. How far can the teleport go? That is. The eighth level, sorry, eighth rank Pathfinder spell Maze just doesn't work on the Minotaurs. No, I believe it is. I think it's just funny. It's just like you see a Minotaur, you're like, I'm gonna, oh no, I spent an eighth level, like, or oh no, today I prepared Maze. If you're like a wizard or something, yeah, my. So they took. So they took. Well, no, they took the stereotype back. They're like, if you guys think we're fucking good with them, I'm gonna put you. Yeah, the class, so I get my bonus action Misty Step as a class ability, but I get them equal to my charisma modifier, and I think I'm at four or five different things. So I'm at four. So one of the things that I did was like they have to make a will save or they take 2d10 psychic. I can also give one creature 1d10 temp hit points. I can make them whiz save or be have disadvantage on attack rolls on anyone not me for the next turn. And then what was the last one? Oh yeah, one of them I just become invisible until the start of my next turn. Yeah. And also I can use it as a reaction. So if I take damage, I can Misty Step 30 feet as a reaction, and then also do any of those four things. It's just spell slots. So it's third level, so I have two. But there's a 1 minute action that I can do once a day that regens half of my spell slots, and then
Pact of the Pact will give me, I can use an action to regain a warlock spell slot with that item.
Back to the pickpack.
Well, also, because, like, what's the rules for spells prepared in a day? Like, you have your spell book, and then you're just like, I don't know, fucking these 20 I might need, and then you just have them. You have to do that. You have to subclass into that in Pathfinder, and then you can only swap one at a time with spell substitution. It's making me want to have a bit more substance in the setting for my one shot, because last time it was like, you guys are commoners, don't even worry about it, and like, you didn't get to have any fun with the character. So I'm trying to think of stuff that makes it fun. No, that's not Pathfinder. No. I know. I could come up with more substantial lore, and then give you guys some. I mean, you guys will have less wiggle room than making a normal character, like in abilities and in backstory. But yeah, I don't know. I guess wider world building could be done. Or maybe not. Maybe it's just a very isolated world. Or maybe, I don't know. I like the sphere and like concepts of divinity. So maybe there's at least some interaction with that. Okay.
I'm. In the backstory for mine, it's just gonna be a paragraph of like, and then they killed Blah, and then they killed Blah, and then they killed Blah, and then just make Josh add like 100 dead Thessians, and then there's gonna be no substance. Yeah, it's literally just like enumerating dead Thessians, and then it's like, you're a commoner. Like, that's just. What if I just start writing, like, I don't know, text, like, story, and it's just, like, and then he goes to, and then it just, like, intersects horrifically with the campaign two, or campaign three story. Can you send? I break stuff. They call me the broker. Yeah, Josh, can you send me a text file of all the original names? You're going to make me transcribe it just like. I'll just ask ChatGPT or Gemini. Just like, give me all the names in this. Don't mess up. Is George frozen? Okay. I thought he was, and I was like, man, is he okay? Maybe one of the cats has been gnawing on his Ethernet and it wasn't actually defective. He plugs a new one in and, oh, he's back, okay. Oh. One week.
Another invocation. Scroll, mage armor.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of scrolls of mage armor and then a bunch of health potions, because there's nothing that's like, at least for my character, like super useful in or like all the magic items, most of them don't have a price, which means like you can't buy them. Wait. Wait, what's the source for a potion of greater healing being 100 gold? Yeah, because I set like a filter on 5e tools to the most recent whatever DMG, the 24 one, and then like any value between like 2 silver and like, I don't know, whatever gold, so that it only gave me stuff that had a gold value, and I didn't see, all I saw was just normal potions of healing. Yep.